Exclusive: Jacob Chansley, Harris needing to certify election results on January 6, evidence that God has a sense of humor. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 28, 2024. Phoenix, Arizona, Jacob Chansley, also known as the J6 Shaman, told Breitbart News that Vice President Kamala Harris needing to certify the election results on January 6, 2025, is evidence that God has a sense of humor, adding, "God loves poetic justice." After being asked how poetic is it that Harris, as vice president, will need to certify the election results on January 6, 2025, Chansley replied, "Evidence that God has a sense of humor. It's like Joe Scarborough just bad-mouthing Donald Trump for years, and now he has to go kiss the ring at Mar-a-Lago." God loves poetic justice, Chansley told Breitbart News at Turning Point USA's annual America Fest conference last week in Phoenix, Arizona. Reacting to the news that President-elect Donald Trump will likely pardon J6 prisoners shortly after being sworn into office on January 20, the shaman said, "I am hoping to God that it will get some people out of prison. I'm still on probation, so technically I'm still serving my sentence. So I'm hoping if he decides to do a blanket pardon, that'd be great. I would love to have my record clean. But there's still people that are suffering behind bars, and I would like to see them free." On the topic of President Joe Biden considering preemptive pardons for Trump's political opponents and whether or not that makes them look guilty, Chansley replied, "Yes. Here's the thing though," Chansley continued. "The DOJ admitted the Hunter Biden laptop in federal court as evidence, which means that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. Even though we were told it was fake and it was a conspiracy theory and Russia disinformation, it's real. That means that the over 400 felonies that are on there are also real. Which means that the influence peddling, the bribery, the basically treasonous acts that are on that laptop, they're real," Chansley added. The shaman went on to say, "What we are dealing with here is such a large system that we are witnessing its downfall in very real time. They are going to try to obfuscate all of the laws that they've broken over the last 8 to 10 years. But you can't just commit treason and then have the treasonous president pardon everybody and then expect that to go away. At least that's what I think," he added. "People have to have severe legal consequences for what it is that they've done." Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.